Okay, so I mentioned yesterday that I was using this sefer that came out from Simcha Bunim Kohn, the Aura of Shabbos, which he has all these Hilcha Shabbos from, very, very organized writer, very outstanding Talmud Chacham and Posek. So he has a very interesting piece, a very interesting chapter. One of the things I like about this book in particular is he has these long footnotes in Hebrew that really go through the sugya, in addition to just the bottom line halacha that he has in English. So he has an interesting chapter on operating a commercial website on Shabbos. If a person owns a website and then he runs a business through the web, so do you have to shut down your site every Shabbos so that you don't make money on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to work on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos? Someone told me that B&H Photo and Video in Manhattan, that they have a tremendously big web business, and that if you place an order on Shabbos through their site, you'll get an automated email that says that your order will be processed when Shabbos or Yom Tov is over, and that they will not process the order on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though these things happen automatically. Your card will not be charged. So is that really Mekra Din, or is that just a Chumrah, a very big Kiddush Hashem for a company of that size to have such a policy? Is that Mekra Din, or is that just a Chumrah? So the way he arranges this is that there are four basic issues that need to be, five issues really, that he points out. Issue number one is the issur of masa umatan b'Shabbos, the issur of doing business, making kinyanim on Shabbos. Issue number two is an issur of schar Shabbos, of making money, specifically making money on Shabbos. Issue number three, which he puts it as two separate issues, number three and four, let's put it together, of lifnei iver / misayei de'ovrei aveira. What if there's a Jew who's buying from the website, so are you enabling him, or at least helping him, to do the Avera of buying something on Shabbos? And then the final issue is a general issue of Zilzul Shabbos. Is it maybe disrespectful for Shabbos that your website is running and you're making money, or even in an automated way, but that you're making this money on Shabbos? So I would say he orders them in order of severity from most, or in order of how much of an issue it is from the most to the least. So probably one of the bigger issues when it comes to running websites is the Yisr Masu Matan on Shabbos. Chazal Asard, Mekach Memkar, making any sorts of kinyan, even giving matanos on Shabbos. And there are two reasons for it. One reason is Mimso Cheftzcha, that we're not even allowed to speak about business related, about weekday related matters on Shabbos. And the other is Gzera Shami Yichtov, that there's a Gzera that a person, if you're involved in kinyanim and these types of things on Shabbos, you may end up writing things down on Shabbos as well. So what if you do the kinyan before Shabbos? You do the action before Shabbos, like setting up the website. You put everything in place before Shabbos, and then the chalos, hakinyan, the actual kinyan takes place on Shabbos. Is that a violation also? So this is a major discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a famous tshuva in Siman Kufna Nun Tes, where he says that even if you do a maisa kinyan before Shabbos, and the chalos of the kinyan is on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that it's aser. And the Ksav Sofer and Or Chaim Siman Memvav also agrees that it's aser. However, Ratzvi Pesach Frank in Tshuvas Har Tzvi says that even according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who's the Isser on? The Isser is only on the Kona, not on the Makne. It's the person who's acquiring something. It's not the person who's being Makne something. But that's not going to help us over here, since it's not a one-way kinyan. I'm being Kona the money if I own the website, and the other person is being Kona the product. So it's not going to help. That Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is not going to help. However, there are a number of poskim that disagree with Rabbi Akiva Eiger entirely. The Das Torah in Siman Taf Mem Dalet, in the name of the Divrei Shaul, the Torah Schesed Chel Gav Siman Yun Gimel, the Machne Chaim Chel Gimel Siman Chav Beis, the Marshag Chel Beis Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. Many, many poskim disagree with Rabbi Akiva Eiger on this entirely and think that it is mutter to make a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos where the Chalos will happen on Shabbos. And aside from that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger itself is somewhat difficult to understand. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Zimn Reishon Beis, Sif Yod Aleph, that you're allowed to begin a Malacha on Erev Shabbos even if the Malacha is going to complete itself on Shabbos. Meaning you can put it in motion on Erev Shabbos even though the Malacha is going to continue into Shabbos. So why should Kinyan be worse? It would seem Kinyan is an Issa D'Rabbanan, even a real Malacha you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos if it's going to continue into Shabbos. So why would Kinyan, which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, be worse that you're not allowed to set it up on Erev Shabbos to continue into Shabbos? So the Avnei Nezer is bothered by this kasha, and the Avnei Nezer in Chelek Or HaChaim Siman Nun Aleph explains as follows. He says, Chiddush Gadol Yesh, Debekol malachos, hamalachos nasis me'aleim b'Shabbos. He says, because by every other malacha, it really happens by itself on Shabbos. And you don't need the person. Even if the person were to die before the malacha were over, the malacha would still continue into Shabbos. So that's not your problem when the malacha is continuing, because the person doesn't even need to be there. But by a kinyan, the kinyan only happens for a person so long as the person still exists, so long as the person is still alive. If the person were to die, or machar li'acher, the first kinyan is going to be batel, right? The kinyan is not going to work, it's not going to carry through, because the kinyan is only working on Shabbos, mikoach the person. So it could be that that's why it's a problem, even according to Ricky Vega, that's the whole reason that it's a problem, that the kinyan is happening on Shabbos, because it's happening because of you. So l'chora, that, it says Rav Simcha ben Kohn, does not apply when you're running an internet business. Why? Because when the Jew does a Maisa Kinyan on Erev Shabbos, al menas that the Kinyan should be Chal on Shabbos, he's doing the Kinyan himself, because it's him doing a Maisa that causes the Kinyan to happen. Over here, the guy who owns the website isn't doing anything. The entire Kinyan, the entire Maisa Kinyan, is being done by the person who's buying something through the website. It's all being done by the Kona. So l'chora, it should be mutter in that case, because there is no connection to the person who owns the website. And even Rabbi Kivager, the way the Avnei Nezer understands, even Rabbi Kivager, who's machmir about doing a Maisa before Shabbos, it's Michal on Shabbos, that's because you're critical to the Kinyan. But if you're doing nothing, then you're not critical to the Kinyan at all. That's how Zimcha ben Kohn wants to taina. Furthermore, he points out there's a Chuvas Marashag, Chelpesim Kuf Yad Zayin, that discusses running vending machines on Shabbos. Let's say you're in the business, many Jews are in this business, where they own candy machines that they have in different locations, in offices, in schools, and the office may be open on Shabbos. I just took a tour of Google on Sunday when I was in California. So they don't have any such thing, vending machines, because everything's free. For anyone who works there, or any visitor of anyone who works there, all the food is free. And so if you have a vending machine that you run on Shabbos, there's a Chuvas Marashag, Chelek Beis HaMikuf Yad Zayin, where he says that not only, according to those who disagree with Rabbi Kivager and think that you're allowed to do a Maisa Kinyan before Shabbos, El Bichal and Shabbos, is it mutter to have a vending machine that runs on Shabbos, but even according to Rabbi Kivager, the vending machine would be mutter, because Rabbi Kivager only answers when the Jew knows bivadai that there's going to be a transaction that happens on Shabbos, then it's considered as if he made the Kinyan on Shabbos. That Chazal asserts gzeirah shamichtov, that you might come to write down. But in this case, you don't know for sure that somebody's going to make this kinyan. Yeah, you set it up where the possibility of a kinyan exists, but you don't know for sure that it's going to exist. Maybe in that situation, Chazal will never go there. Shema yichtov. That's how the Marashag taina. So if that's true of vending machines, l'chora, it's also true of a website, of a business that runs via the web. You don't know for sure of any kinyan that's going to take place necessarily on Shabbos. Another sniff l'hakel is that maybe the whole idea of how the internet works is completely different than regular kinyanim on Shabbos. There's no chalos kinyan on the internet. There's no giving over of money from the lokeach to the mocher. There's no transferring the object from the mocher to the lokeach. It's all in cyberspace. Until there's actually there's actual delivery of the item, there's nothing that's happening. So maybe that's also mutter on Shabbos. That's not included in the isra of kinyan on Shabbos. The second issue is schar Shabbos. What about making money on Shabbos? Chazal asked, making money from any action that one does on Shabbos. So what about that? So there's a Minchas Yitzchak, Gimel Siman Lamed Daled, where he talks about an automated sale, where he says it's not an issue of Schar Shabbos, because it's like Schar Rechitza, that the Nod Behuda writes in Tinyan Arachayim, Siman Chavav, at the end of Siman Chavav, that Schar Rechitza is Mutar on Shabbos, when you have bathhouses running, he says, because the Schar of the Eitzim, you're for sure allowed to take, meaning when you sell the wood that they're going to use to light the fire, to warm the water, so that you're for sure allowed to get the money for that. They're taking your object. If someone takes an object from you, you're certainly allowed to get reimbursed for that object. So whatever schar you're going to get also for the service is going to be bahavla, it's going to be considered to be swallowed up together with the schar you get for the object. So he says maybe this whole analysis applies over here by the internet as well, that it will be an automated type of payment, would be mutter. But anyway, he says, l'chor it's mutter, because the Tila L'David in Reish Mem Dalet Osir Aleph writes that schar Shabbos is only when kishahaguf hu shela maskir v'notel tashlum ba'ad haperos kikol schirus dialma. When you're getting payment for the peros that you're providing, like any other schirus. But when someone takes, he says, kishlokech mos ba'aguf zemikri mechira, meaning whenever it's a sale, that's not Schar Shabbos. When it's a service, that's where there's Schar Shabbos. But when it's a sale, there's no Schar Shabbos. Meaning, the Isra of Schar Shabbos is when you're getting paid for a service that you provided within the time of Shabbos. But if you're getting paid for an item that you have that is going to somebody, that has nothing to do with Shabbos per se. Yeah, there's an issue of Mekach Memkar that we discussed before, but in terms of Schar Shabbos, it's not Shabbos that you're getting paid for, it's the object that you're getting paid for. And L'chara, therefore, when you're actually selling an object online, there's nothing to worry about in terms of Schar Shabbos. What about Lifnei Iver? So certainly Lifnei Iver Midar Raisa, there's nothing to be concerned about, because Lifnei Iver Midar Raisa is only when the person couldn't do it without you. Whatever you are selling online, somebody else is selling also, and they could have bought it without you. So it's not Lifnei Iver Midar Raisa. Lifnei Iver Midar Rabbanan, if you have a Jew who's buying, so that's what we call Mesayei Dei Over Aver. It tells us in the beginning of Pesach Shabbos, Dav Gimel, that even helping someone violate an Aver is a problem of Lifnei Iver Midar Rabbanan, even if they could have done it without you. However, there are a lot of reasons to be Mekel over here as well. The Shach and Yardes and Kufnan Alef Sivkat and Vav, and the Nadbiyudin is Dagon and Vav on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, that the whole Isser of Mesayeya is only if it's a from Jew. If it's only if it's somebody who cares about Torah mitzvahs in general. But if you're dealing with a person who doesn't care about Torah mitzvahs in general, Yisrael Mumar, and nowadays even a Tinuk Shanishpa would have a din of a Mumar for this halacha at least, there is no issue of Misayel de Over Avera Midra Banan. So even though not everyone agrees with that shach, the Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Mem Hei maybe doesn't agree with that shach, but nevertheless there are a lot of other reasons to be mekel, aside from the shach. The Marsham and Chelik Beis and Mekuv Chavdalid gives a whole bunch of other svaris. He says, first of all, maybe the whole Isser of Misayeh is only when the Bali Dvarim are doing the Isser on the guf hadavar that you give them, or only when the ikur shtamshus is for a weekday, but you have to worry that maybe he's going to use it also for Shabbos. Maybe there's no isser of misayeya, meaning maybe the isser is only if it's designated specifically for Shabbos. But if really the website is made for all week long and it just happens to be available on Shabbos, maybe that wouldn't be an isser of misayeya either. And he has other svaras as well as to why it should not be a violation of misayeya day over. But you don't even need too many svaras. You have the shach, that it doesn't apply. The whole Isra Mesayeah doesn't apply when you're dealing with someone who's not a religious Jew. And the last issue is Zilzal Shabbos. Rav Moshe very famously in Archaim Chelik Dalet Siman Samach, when he talks about Shabbos clocks, says you really shouldn't use them. Because Zilzal Shabbos, the whole world could run automatically. You know, Rav Moshe was way ahead of his time. I used to always think, come on, he's, what do you mean the whole world could run automatically? It's a Shabbos clock. It's not the most sophisticated piece of machinery. But I just took a tour of Google on Sunday. The whole world can run automatically. It's unbelievable. Your car can drive you automatically. Everything will be running automatically. That's a terrible Zilzal Shabbos. So to just keep things running as normal is a violation of Zilzal Shabbos. So over here, would you say the same thing? So one could have made that argument. But on the other hand, over here, there's nothing that's happening in front of you. Meaning when your car drives you automatically, if you get one of those Google cars that everyone's going to be driving in 5 or 10 years from now, you're going to summon it, it will come pick you up, and then you'll get in it, it will take you where you need to go, you'll get out, it will go find a parking space for itself. So that's going to happen right in front of your face, and you're going to see it, and that's going to be crazy and mind-blowing at first, but that's going to be the world is going to run like that. Whereas when it comes to an internet commerce, to e-commerce, you don't see anything happening at all. It's something some guy is buying on the internet. There's nothing in front of you, so maybe that's not a violation of Zilzal Shabbos. There is a lot of room to be making to have a website running Shabbos. It's still a wonderful Kiddush Hashem that B&H Photo has such a thing that the email goes out. But L'chora, there's a lot of room to be making over here.